guys. Yeah. Kind of went on a couple minutes early because Tom was just like,
let's get this over with.
It's way too long. Making people wait too long.
Yesterday we were saying we were going to watch Superman 4.
Because we had it. You have all of it.
I have.
We
just haven't watched it yet. I even have like the new Superman, the reboot, the most recent reboot is in there. It's like all five of them. Four of the old ones and then like the one that, I forgot this shit's gone, Man of Steel. Okay. Which I've seen it once. It's okay. But it's hard to beat Chris Reeves. And I saw Quest for Peace. First time I saw it, I think it was on HBO or something. And I was just going through the damn channels. And I watched like 5 minutes of it and I was like, man, this shit fucking sucks. It looked like shit.
It does. Right?
It looked like shit on a damn television of the day, too. It looked like it was almost... What the hell are you doing? Almost a cat jumping. It looked like a damn made-for-TV movie. But just saw it last night again. This is the first time I watched it in its entirety. Same with you, huh?
I think so, yeah.
And it looked a lot better than I remembered it. I think it's because of the new television. So we see it now, you know, kind of like probably the way it would have looked if you'd gone to the theater and saw it. I don't know if this had a theatrical release or if it was directed.
Yeah, it did.
It did? Okay. There's a lot of weak parts in the movie. Some of the shots are bad, but... And some of the script kind of missed the boat in several places. There's some shit they could have done. But it's a lot better than I remembered it. It's a lot better than I remembered it.
It's
entertaining.
It's bad and it's like stupid as hell, but yeah, it's still like kind of entertaining to watch. We had a couple drinks and watched it, and we were just like cracking up.
The first two are masterpieces, and then the Donner cut of part two is fucking even better. I really like the Donner cut too. The third one, unfortunately, not too good. It had a good cast. Richard Pryor was in it. That one should have been really good, but it had a different director, and it really wasn't. I actually like this one better than 3.
Some people do. This is 3. A pretty universally shit-on movie, and for good reason. But there are some people that are like, well, it's terrible, but it was better than 3.
I think it is.
I haven't seen 3 in a long time, so I don't... I remember liking 3 when I was a kid. But I don't know. I mean, this one...
This one looked better.
Yeah.
It was shot a lot better.
Well, this one was just so cheap.
Yeah.
Because what happened, I don't know if people like know what happened with this Superman franchise. I mean, the first two obviously were massive hits. The third one, not so much. So the producers, the Salkind, however you pronounce it, they didn't really, they thought that the franchise had run its course. And so they basically sold the rights to Canon.
Yeah, Canon
for $5 million.
Canon Films.
And Canon, you know, if everybody knows like all the cheap ass action movies, like, you know, Missing in Action and all
Rock
that kind
bomb.
Of stuff. Yeah, they're basically Rock known bomb. For making really, really cheap ass movies and having a whole bunch of them going at one time.
Yep.
So what ended up happening with this, the only reason, actually, after Canon bought the rights to do Superman, they were like, ooh, this is going to be our biggest movie ever. And they thought, because Canon was having financial problems at that point, and they thought, and they needed a big hit, you know, so they wouldn't go bankrupt. Spoiler alert, didn't work. Yes. But the only reason they got Christopher Reeve to be in this, because after the third one kind of flopped, Christopher Reeve is like, yeah, I don't really want to play Superman anymore. But Canon told him... Not only will we give you $6 million, like salary, we'll also let you write the script and have, you know, say over how the script goes and who the director is. And they also said that they would fund the kind of smaller art house movie he wanted to make, Street Smart. So they actually gave him the money for that. So that's the only reason that he agreed to do it. And him agreeing to do it got like most of the other actors from the original movies back on, like on board.
Yeah, now it's probably a good move to put him in charge. Had they put random motherfucker in charge there, the story would have been even crazier. And actually this story is good. It just that they missed a lot of things that could have been done that would have made it even better. Okay. But I think maybe budget got in the way. at least they got a good cast. They got the real Superman theme music. They got the rights to that. It's the way it was shot was kind of spotty. Some of it looked terrible in a couple shots.
The green screen, right. really looked bad.
Other stuff looked pretty good, depending on what the situation was. During the final fight on the moon, there was one shot where Atomic Man fucking punches Nuclear Man punches Superman. He goes flying off. It's this damn fucking red nuclear fucking little electric bolts going around him, and they show him go by kind of like in slow motion in zero G, and it looked good. Looked like something out of damn Ghostbusters, kind of like Ghostbuster 1 level animation. It wasn't really animated. The special effects were animated, but it was just a shot of fucking Reeves going by. Some of the wire work was pretty good. It looked terrible on television from what I saw, but on a new HD TV in DVD format, looked pretty good, which is what it would have looked like in the theater. It's just that it was kind of inconsistent.
Well, yeah, and honestly, okay, so like I said, the green screen was terrible. The original Canon originally said that they were going to have $32 million to make the movie, but then they cut the budget in half. So a lot of the special effects team couldn't really do what they wanted. They couldn't afford to film in New York City like the other Superman ones, so they actually, all of that was filmed in England. Even like the UN building, all the kind of stuff that was supposed to be New York, a lot of that was Milton Keynes in England.
It was good enough.
Just kind of like, threw a hot dog cart on there. But, obviously it's not New York.
Even though Superman is not from New York.
No, I know, but...
Metropolis, but that's...
I know, but, you know...
It was more convincing that New York makes a more convincing metropolis.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
But so they couldn't afford to shoot in New York, so all of it was done in England.
Yeah.
The first cut of this, this is kind of interesting. The first director that they were talking about was Wes Craven.
Okay.
But him and Christopher Reeve didn't get along, so Christopher Reeve said, "Yeah, I don't want Wes Craven." So they got Sidney Fury instead, who had made the Ipcrest File in the UK, I think. And which was actually a good movie. But what ended up happening, there's a lot of shit that was cut out of this. Because the theatrical cut that we watched, that's only like 90 minutes, right?
Yeah.
40 minutes was cut out of that.
I wonder if it's available.
Including, it might be on the DVD, you should check.
Okay.
But there are, because I've seen, some other reviews of this where they had a lot of the deleted scenes. Mm-hmm. One kind of plot point that was taken out was that Lex Luthor made a Nuclear Man before that Nuclear Man.
Okay.
Like, he made one, and it's ridiculous looking.
Okay.
It looks like, kind of like Frankenstein's monster, but like a really, really cheap glam version.
Yeah.
know what I mean? It's hard to explain.
That would have been cool.
But he had like spiky hair, like black spiky hair, and he just looked, and I guess like it didn't work out right. Like, I guess Superman killed him. So
makes more sense.
So that whole thing was taken out.
Yeah.
Some scenes were taken out that made stuff in the movie not make sense.
Okay.
Like, especially, like, some shit at the... I mean, it's still... as far as I know, like, the long version still doesn't really make a lot of sense and still has, like, a bunch of plot holes. But they made it worse by cutting 40 minutes out. Because I guess they showed it to test audiences, and there was a bunch of stuff that test audiences reacted badly to. So they took a bunch of stuff out. And that made some stuff... Particularly toward the end where... where What's-Her-Face's character, the newspaper lady... What's her name? Marilyn Hemingway?
I don't remember what her character's name
was. Yeah, I don't remember either.
It's
Lucy,
not really
Lacey,
relevant.
Something like that.
Yeah.
But the whole thing with, like, Nuclear Man wanting to kidnap her, which kind of just came out of nowhere.
Right.
There was actually a little bit more setting that up. Like, he had actually met her, before, and it wasn't a thing. Because I think, like, the way they have it in the movie now, it's like Superman's like, you're never going to find her. And it's just like, this is the first time that
it's
you're
ever mentioned,
that
right.
It's mentioned that he wants to kidnap this woman or whatever. So I kind of feel like that came out of nowhere. Plus, there's, like, really dumb shit in it, like... where Nuclear Man like takes What's-Her-Face and flies her into space, and she can still like breathe and stuff.
I didn't notice that. I guess so.
She can, like, breathe. And then Superman, so, yeah, like, brings her back and she doesn't burn up on reentry, yeah, or anything like that. It makes absolutely no sense.
I didn't realize that happened, but yeah.
Which, like I said, I mean, we were pretty drunk when we were watching this.
Yeah.
But it was a good time. That's why it was
The movie's fun.
It's fun. I mean, the drunker you are, the more fun it is.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there was some good shit about it, but then there's just, like, some, like, what the fuckery. Like, what was that about, like, Lex Luthor inexplicably dancing with a woman who was dressed like
Cleopatra? What? No, no,
no, not no. It was like a Marie Antoinette. Like Marie Antoinette, yeah. And
there must have been something that was.
And it wasn't brought up again.
Yeah, at first I thought it was Miss Tessbacher, but it wasn't.
It's just there, like,
was, yeah, and then he just pays her to leave, and you're like, "What the fuck was that all about?"
It's like, it's not front of it. It's
something
so random.
Was there before.
It's so random,
but it's it's still a fun movie. I still enjoyed it more than three. It's the. For me, the main problem with this movie is the opening title, fucking credits. You just look at them, you go, this looks like made for television movie. This,
yeah,
like a TV.
I was reading something. I watched, like, the Nostalgia Critic did,
terrible,
like, a big long thing, and Chris Stuckman did a Hilariosity review on this.
Yeah.
And they were basically, they were talking about how the opening credits look like the, yeah, Windows XP Movie Maker,
yeah,
version of, like,
yeah,
like,
what were they thinking?
Like, they cost like $1.50 to,
yeah,
make.
Yeah, what were they thinking? Because the first impression is fucking very, very bad. And then a few minutes into it, I'm like, this isn't that bad. And I'm like, it's a lot better than the opening credits had me believe. They should have just done a very stock kind of generic Superman flying through a dam, Grand Canyon, fucking mom, American Pie, Apple Chevrolet, fucking type. All
even though
American.
It's all set in England, but
yeah, but it doesn't matter. She just done some
even
shit
the
like that.
Even the farm,
right?
Like,
exactly.
Even that farm was in it is in England.
But you didn't need all that going through space in the fucking title. You didn't need that. They should have done that, like just a regular helicopter shot, stock going through the damn Grand Canyon. That would have made a great background, and then just put some fucking titles on there. And instead of trying to do fancy titles like the other ones. Just real basic, and it would have been very passable. Would have been a, if you can't do high tech, do basic, but just do it well, and people will buy it.
I mean,
you know,
the whole thing was about canon. I mean,
yeah,
it's a Superman movie. You need to have good visual effects for Superman.
Yes.
If you can't afford to do that,
then
and you're not willing to,
yeah,
like, put up the money to do it right, mm-hmm, then don't do it, because
right,
it's just going to look like ass.
It's going to look like ass. And even the first two, they went around certain things. They went around certain limitations of the time. They were expensive movies, but you couldn't just show any old thing. So they were kind of creative how they went around the technological limitations of the time. Now let's get to the some of the good things about the movie is that there's some fucking real good Chris Reeves Supermanisms. You know what I mean? Like, he just saves some shit from a disaster in the subway system, and he pops out and tells everybody in the crowd how awesome and safe the New York subway system is.
Even though
he
that's
does
the London tube, actually.
Yeah, yeah, but it's okay. It was just a movie. He comes out and says that shit. And that's like some Superman would do a goddamn public fucking safety awareness fucking class in the middle. That's like some fucking Boy Scout shit that Superman would do, you know. And there was just a lot of things that I think Reeves did well with, you know.
Well, I mean,
he did okay with
easily the best thing in
the best
this.
Thing about it, and his script was good, good, not great, good.
A little bit of a mess.
It was probably better if I'd seen the original, all of it, because
I don't
you
know.
See,
like,
it should have been that Lex Luthor's first Nuclear Man failed. That's kind of in line of what a comic book story would be. The first one comes out, and it's not that good. And it's kind of like, wah, 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 wah,
back
wah.
To the drawing
and
board.
And then goes back to the drawing
yeah,
board.
Yeah, and it was played for laughs.
Right, right, right.
You know, that's actually how it went.
And that's kind of like more like something you'd see in an old school comic book.
Yeah.
Where the first Nuclear Man shows up and Superman easily defeats him. So Luthor's got to go back and fucking come up with something better. Which is a build up to the main dude. This is where the script fucking falls short. And I started coming up with this shit, and Jenny's like, yeah, yeah, it's, and she, that's how it should have been. And she starts throwing in more stuff. First off, the big weakness of this is that Nuclear Man, as a character, has no character. He should have been an important character in the story. Maybe Reeves didn't want the spotlight stolen from him. But how it should have gone was this. the second Nuclear Man gets made. And it should have been made with good technology, not the bullshit technology that was shown in this movie.
Yeah, the technology.
We're going to put DNA in a nuclear missile and fucking, and Superman throws the nuclear missile into the sun. And he comes out fully formed, knowing who he works for.
He comes out like a, like a fetus.
Yeah.
And then like he grows in. Well, was there something in there where Lex Luthor said he was putting some stuff in there that would make itself into clothes?
Yeah.
I thought I remembered something like that. I was kind of drunk though.
They were trying to explain why they were indestructible. Okay. But that's a very bad idea. All right. It should have been something that was grown in a vat with some nuclear material involved with it, and its growth was accelerated. It had some shit to do with kryptonite, probably, or something, the Krypton sun. And then when it comes out, he fucking brainwashes it quickly with kind of like one of those damn green crystals that fucking Superman had.
Yeah.
Maybe he steals it from the Fortress of Solitude or something. And or maybe a supercomputer, okay? He trains him with a high-speed supercomputer, so he knows what Luthor tells him. Then he starts fighting Superman. And then he finds out that Superman and him are related because he's made from his DNA. So then Nuclear Man goes, wait a minute, Superman's my brother. And then he finds out that fucking they came from another planet, Krypton, and that Krypton's gone. All right? So then there should have been this thing where Nuclear Man is trying to hang out with Superman to become a team. All right? You know, like join me, you know, type of deal. And together we can bring back Krypton. But then it turns out it goes wrong. Where's Krypton going to be made? It's going to be made on Earth.
Yeah.
That's what I would have done. And then the deal was Nuclear Man should have said, you take Lois and have children with Lois, and I'll take the Marilyn Hemingway chick, and I'll have a child with them.
Yeah, because there would have been a reason for him wanting her then.
Right, and then
just random. Said,
and then we'll recolonize the fucking planet Earth with Kryptonians,
with superior beings.
Yeah, and then you'd use, look at how they're handling the nuclear issue. These motherfuckers are going to destroy each other with these nuclear weapons. That type of deal. Okay. Just, you know, that mankind is violent and inferior. We got to get rid of them and put good people on there. And with genetic engineering, we can revive our species. That would have been a much better story. Now, the whole thing about Superman just manning up and deciding the nations of the world are there. You guys are full of shit. I'm going to take all the nuclear weapons and throw them into the fucking sun. No more nukes for you bitches.
All your toys away.
Right. Well, that would have gone directly against fucking what his fucking dad would have told him in the damn crystal. All right. He said, don't interfere in their politics. Don't become a god to them. That was one of his fucking instructions.
Well, he did learn that at the end of this movie, to be fair.
Yeah. And then if he probably should have done something like that just for the movie. All right. In the beginning part. But in reality, it would have made the situation worse. That's why he should have fucking... It would have made it worse because what would have happened is that the Soviet Union and the United States could now go to war with one another. But it'd be conventional, like...
Yeah, that wouldn't have
conventional warfare, because now there's no nuclear threat to keep them from attacking.
No mutually assured destruction.
There's no mutually assured destruction, so the evil hairless monkeys got to kill. They're like, shit, we can now go to war. Because
everybody gets the sticks.
The nukes fucking prevented the war. Okay, so then Superman was too smart, he would have known that, though. So it never would have fucking happened. Right in that end of the story is kind of dumb. Superman would have been like, no, this forces the peace. But anyway, let's say he does do that. He gets rid of the nukes. The United States and the fucking Soviet Union now go to war, which justifies what Nuclear Man is saying.
All the plot threads would have tied in together instead of just being random shit.
That would have been proof. Then Nuclear Man could have come and said fucking, Kal-El, look, you took away their nuclear weapons, and what do they do? They don't fucking want peace. They want war. They got to go. We gotta get rid of them.
It's not just the nuclear arms that were causing it. It was their nature.
Their nature is evil. And that would have made a lot more sense. And you probably could have fucking... Some of the action that you would have shown would have meant more in the movie. Some of the stuff that was shown, they showed it to you just for the fucking
Well, that's
just to show it.
Well, what I was trying to get at. Sorry, I was laughing at Grantham's hammer because he said I would have been cool with having a child with Meryl Hemingway in 1987. Hubba hubba.
Yeah, she's hot.
Hot, yeah. Although they put terrible aerobics clothes on her, but everybody looked bad in those. Yeah. It was impossible to look good in those fucking aerobics clothes. And they, I don't know if it was those high thigh things.
And nothing fit right.
So fucking unflattering.
Yeah.
But yeah, see, the problem I had with the movie, like I said, Christopher Reeve is great. He's always great as Superman. He's like the quintessential Superman. There's never going to be a better one. Sorry. You know, Gene Hackman was fun in it. He wasn't in it enough for me, but whatever. Margot Kidder was good in it. She seemed, a couple of scenes seemed like she might have maybe been drunk. I'm not entirely sure. Yeah. But her and Christopher Reeve have such a good chemistry between them, so that like whenever they do a scene together, it's always like really good. Now, if this was me, like you said, I would have made Nuclear Man more of a threat. I mean, the dude is not threatening. The outfit wasn't terrible. They probably could have made it look a little more badass, but I mean, him doing stuff like standing in the middle of the street and just going, I will hurt people. That's really terrible. You're really not selling it. You're not selling
it. No, he should have been kind of like a mirror image of Superman. He should have been fucking reasonable and fucking kind of intelligent, but evil, you know, or at least a lot of fucking hubris or something. Like, they gotta go. You know, the humans are bad. You know, we need to bring back Krypton here on Earth.
Yeah, and I mean,
that would have made a lot more sense.
He didn't really have any motivation of his own. Right. He was just mirrored, and even his voice was dubbed over. That was Gene Hackman's voice.
Yeah.
So they even dubbed over that actor's voice. His name's Mark Pillow, I think.
Yeah.
And like I said, he wasn't even the main, like, you know, because they had another guy earlier, and all that dude's scenes got cut out.
For 87, the bad guy design looked good for 87.
Yeah, for 87.
For 87, that's what they would have come up with. It was just that character didn't have any character. He was more like the Hulk, just running around bashing shit. And even the Hulk had more character.
Yeah. So, like I said, he didn't have any motivation of his own,
right?
Which would have been interesting. Like, I'm not saying that Lex Luthor couldn't have created him, but I think it would have been better if it was like a Frankenstein's monster situation where he created him to do his bidding, but then he's like, no way, I'm going to do my own shit, and that would have been a lot more interesting. So it got out of Lex Luthor's control. Yeah. I think that would have been really cool.
Yeah, it should have been.
I also think they could have left Muriel Hemingway in there just as something else, but I think they should have focused more on Nuclear Man and on the villain and him having a character and them like fighting, because some of the fights toward the end were kind of lame. But I think they could have completely gotten rid of the subplot with the newspaper being taken over by that Rupert Murdoch type of dude. You didn't need that. You know, you could have brought Meryl Hemingway in some other way because she didn't.
Some girl working at the office.
Right. It didn't really have anything, you know, that didn't tie in with the larger story.
Yeah,
also, could have done without the love triangle, quadrangle situation. They didn't really need that. No. They could have had a little bit of that.
They did it because it was cheap.
And yeah. You know, yeah, you could have brought the Muriel Hemingway character in, and yes, Nuclear Man could have, like,
could have seen her
and fallen in love with her or whatever, and we're gonna, like, repopulate the Earth and make it a new Krypton. So, yeah, but you could have introduced her in a different way without all that other subplot type of shit. And you didn't need, I don't know, and it seemed, too, that, like, Superman's powers in this were inconsistent.
Yeah, he did shit he weren't supposed to do.
Yeah, like, Nuclear Man, like, fucks up the Great Wall of China, and then Superman is able to, like, just look at it, and it builds back.
He fixes it with his eye lasers somehow.
He never did that shit before.
No.
And also, the one scene that they ripped off from the first movie, where he was flying with Lois Lane, he let go of her, and she was still flying.
Yeah. Yeah, she flew along next to him for some crazy-ass reason.
And so that was bad enough, but then they take Meryl Hemingway into space, and she can, like, breathe and stuff, and her head didn't explode, or she didn't have a suit on. Now, she just had a fucking regular 80s, like, office wear.
Yeah, now one of the things that I mentioned, what I told Jenny the night we were watching it, is it said that a good Superman story, there's always has to be a scene where Superman's purity is tested. Okay, and they didn't really have a real significant scene like that in here. They had some. They might have had one of them or two of them, but there wasn't a lot of impact. Nuclear Man, once he fucking put it down the deal about, hey, we can repopulate the Earth and make new Krypton again, and you can finally marry Lois, See?
Mm-hmm.
Superman should have been tempted by that for a few minutes. He'd had to shake that off. Like, yeah. He goes, because look at how bad the humans are. They're going to war with each other.
Yeah.
Now that you took the nuclear weapons away, they're doomed. They're not going
to
live.
Yeah, look, you were trying to help them.
Yeah, and they're doomed, and they're not going to last anyway. So let's go ahead and get this over with. And fucking let's make... And it should have been a scene there where Superman was going to do it. But then he somehow... She shakes herself out of it. But there has to be like a meaningful scene to where something happens that reminds him of something what his dad told him. You know what I mean? About... It's not his on. He had to go back to the fucking Fortress of Solitude and talk to his dad. They didn't have Brando in this one. His mom was in it, but and then Brando should have said some. My son, you can't blah blah blah. And Krypton's long gone. That kind of shit. You know what I mean? It's not your place in the universe to be deciding what species survives and dies. That kind of, you know, survives. You know, it should have been like a moralistic fucking answer to fucking Superman's fucking problems where he was like, yeah, that's it. No, I gotta save the Earth. Krypton's gone.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much...
It should have been something like that.
I mean, pretty much the only moral questioning that he had was, like, near the beginning when the thing that makes him, like, that's the catalyst for him getting rid of all the nuclear weapons, which, like I said, very, very simplistic.
Yeah.
Because, you know...
A childish solution.
Yeah, everybody knows that shit would work.
You could just make more.
Yeah. And it's like, and how does he know? And it was funny too, like that he just goes to like the UN or whatever and says, "Hey, I'm going to get rid of all the nuclear weapons," and everyone's like, "Yay!" I'm like, yeah. That's not how that would go. But anyway, but the whole catalyst for him doing that was a letter from a kid. So it is actually childish reasoning. Now that we don't have nuclear weapons anymore, suddenly, like, world peace is, you know, it's solved forever. Yeah. Which, obviously, like I said, wouldn't work out. And to the movie's credit, it does kind of imply that Superman sort of learned that toward the end. But he does kind of question when he gets the letter from the kid about, hey, Superman, why don't you get rid of all the nuclear weapons?
Yeah.
He does actually,
it
like...
It is a child solution.
It is. Well, yeah, literally, in the movie. So at least they knew that much. I don't think they were that self-aware, but it does kind of seem like, well, he questions whether he should do it or not, but not because he thinks it's not going to work, because he thinks that he shouldn't interfere because they told him not to. So he does go to the Fortress of Solitude and ask the elders about it or whatever.
Yeah, and they give him a fucking nebulous Well, no, they kind of condemn him, don't they? That one man, you shouldn't put it all on one man type of deal.
Yeah, I mean, they basically tell him don't do that.
Yeah, they basically tell him don't do that.
Right. And then he talks to Lois too.
Yeah.
And she basically kind of hedges around the question by saying, well, you'll do the right thing. You always do the right thing.
Yeah, so she put it on him. You decide. Yeah.
Don't ask me. I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
I'm just a chick that works in a newspaper. Yeah. Just like, don't put that much pressure on me. Like, okay, super alien. But so they could have done that. The whole thing about, like I said, I like the idea of making a villain out of Superman's DNA. I think that's a good idea. I wish they would have done it better than Gene Hackman and his stupid nephew waltzing into a museum in the middle of the day, breaking open the thing with one piece of Superman's hair, which is holding up 1,000-pound weight, and yet he can still cut it with bolt cutters or hedge clippers or whatever those were. Yeah. So he takes that, and like an alarm goes off, but no security guards come running. Nobody sees it. There's no cameras.
That
I
might
guess.
Be a reality, though.
Maybe.
Depending on what city you're in.
I don't really know. Yeah. Well, it's supposed to be Metropolis, which is supposed to be New York City. Right. I'm like, I can assure you, if you go to like the Met or some shit in New York, you just get too close to a painting and fucking the guards are like, hey, what are you doing? Quit breathing on that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or like, and alarms go off and stuff. So, I mean, it would have been better if they would have shown them like breaking into it. But like I said, maybe that was expensive. Also, look, I love John Cryer as much as the next person. He was great as Ducky Dale, and I called him Ducky Dale throughout this whole movie while we were watching it. But I really could have done without that character, Lex Luthor's.
He didn't need me in there.
And I mean, the way he talked in this, it was a choice. I'll say that much.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah. He was hamming it up.
Basically. I was like, stop it.
Yeah, he was hamming it up.
I was so embarrassed for him.
Yeah, and Gene Hackman was doing a pretty good job, but they were directing him to just ham it up even more. The movie was kind of tongue in cheek.
Yeah. And
the first two got the tone perfect, you know.
Yeah, it had funny shit in it, yeah. But
it wasn't
like a comedy. Right.
Now, with all the other stuff that was shot and with modern technology, I know you could fix the opening credits. That'd be easy to fix. Little tweaks here and there and a re-edit with the other stuff, you might be able to make this into a good movie today. Just with what's that? Well, just with the deleted stuff. You could, it's not that bad. It's not that
well,
bad.
Well, I feel like there's a good idea in there.
Good ideas in there. It's just that the story should have gone the way me and Jenny said it should have gone. That's how it really should have been. But with what they have, you could work with that too. It would just be, stuff would have to be cleaned up.
I'd be interested to see if someone, you know, had the time or the wherewithal to do like a fan edit of this and clean up the special effects, because it could be done, you know, fairly easily. It would be time consuming, sure, but you know, maybe somebody could do something with it. Because, like I said, it's not a terrible idea all around.
I think it's better than three.
Also, Nuclear Man needs a better, more badass villain name.
Yeah,
I can't think of one. But
call his ass Nucleon or fucking something.
I mean,
you know?
Something. I mean, Nuclear Man is just so half-assed.
Yeah, they weren't even trying.
They weren't even trying. It was like, Nuclear Man, I don't know. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Dumb.
Whatever. It's just like, Grantham's Hammer says, I made two villains out of my DNA. One is eight years old, the other's 10.
Damn. Yeah. That's right.
Your kids are villains.
The whole making another Superman out of Superman's DNA, that was also done in the animated feature Red Sun.
Yeah, that's right. Which is very good, by the way.
It's real good. You should see that one. It's an animated movie, much better than this one.
Oh yeah,
and a lot more of the tone of the first and second movies, and it's kind of like a what if story. What if Superman landed not in the United States but in the Soviet Union back in those days? What would it be like if he was raised as a communist? And then what would it be like if Batman was also in Russia? Now that's it. That's in there too because Batman's in it. Russian Batman.
Wonder Woman's in there too, isn't she?
Yeah, but she's still from Isle of Lesbos. She's unchanged.
Yeah,
but they got Russian Batman's in it. It's called Red Sun, S-O-N, not S-U-N, and you should see it. And in that one, Lex Luthor is actually kind of like an American hero. It's like an alternate universe. And he's working to protect America, the American oligarchy really is what it is, against the threat of the Soviets. So Luthor gets some Superman DNA and does some stuff to it and creates a clone. But he's beaming some kind of energy to it. Remember that? There was some kind of wavelength. The more he gave it, the bigger and stronger you get. It's kind of like fucking cellular steroids. The motherfuckers are turning up the thing, and he gets some cellular energy to fucking, like a cell phone. His fucking steroid level goes up, and he is roiding out. And he sends him to go to fight Superman. But he's like a failed experiment. He's a failed experiment. He dies. But it's kind of like... That sounds like the scene that was cut out of this movie.
Yeah.
Where they made made a first Nuclear Man that didn't make it. And that's... In Red Sun, you'll see that story.
Although, like I said, the deleted scenes in this one, it seemed like that was mostly, like, real jokey.
It was a joke? Okay.
Like, it's real stupid looking, like, the first... nothing against the actor. They made him do that, but... because I've seen him in other stuff. But, yeah, so the thing about Nuclear Man, too, is that... You know, the suit was fine. It wasn't that silly. But he had those big, long, silver Lee press-on nails.
Yeah.
And, you know, and like I said, he wasn't, like, he was real dumb and he wasn't real intimidating. Because they didn't fight and because they had some kind of, you know, whatever explanation that because he had the same DNA as Superman, all that he had to do was scratch Superman in the neck. Yeah. And it made Superman sick.
Pretty
like,
sick,
it gave him the flu and, like, made him
radiation
get old and stuff.
Yeah,
it gave him, like, radiation poisoning because he was Nuclear Man, even though he came out of the sun. Oh, and also, little bit of a design flaw, but Nuclear Man was solar-powered, so if he, like, stepped into a shadow, he'd just, like, powered down.
Yeah, he'd kind of fall asleep.
So all you'd have to do to fight Nuclear Man is just drag him into, like, the shade and then beat his ass.
Yeah, but Superman didn't know about that.
I know, but...
Yeah, Superman didn't know.
But I'm just like, because they even say that. Like, Lex Luthor's like, yeah, well, it's if he doesn't, like, he's not, like, right in the direct sunlight, which happens in the movie. Like, he is in the shadows, but he's still doing shit. But that seems like a pretty bad weakness, you know?
Well, yeah, well, he had to be definitely inferior to Superman.
Yeah, that's true.
They had
true.
To make sure that that would...
And then, like, but he just did, like, random shit. Like, he pulled the Statue of Liberty off the thing and just flew around with it.
Yeah.
And then he, like, made a volcano go off in Italy somewhere.
Yeah, and then Superman plugged
it up. And then Superman plugged
See,
it up.
Here's the thing.
Which, that would probably make it worse, I would think.
I give this movie the pro...
He moved the moon.
Yeah, he moved the moon. I think he did move the moon.
I don't think that would go like you would expect.
I give the movie props. The movie was extremely ambitious.
Yeah.
Some of the shit that Superman's doing. He cut the top of a fucking mountain off using laser beam eyes, picked it up, and... flipped it upside down on the top of it and used it as a cork to plug a fucking
volcano.
And it looked okay. it looked okay for 80s, you know, for the 80s.
For cheap 80s.
For cheap 80s, it looked okay. It was very entertaining. Like I said, very, very ambitious.
I started channeling like all the girls from the Carrie locker room. Yeah. Plug it up.
Yeah, it's funny. Which, of course, that wouldn't have worked. Volcanoes happen way deep down. It just would have blown around it. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying. And all the Italians are like, ooh, thank you, Superman. And and then they're like, now it's going to be even worse because there's like this big piece of rock there that's going to blow up and like kill everybody.
Yeah, and then he goes down there and fucking saves Pompeii or whatever it is by fucking blowing. He gives it a blowjob and it fucking freezes all the down. Lava. It was fun though. That is the kind of shit that was in the old comic books.
Yeah.
So it is kind of true to the fucking source material.
I think that's how Superman actually ended up saving Mariel Hemingway, who, like I said, can live in space. But that's something that a lot of people didn't know about her.
Well, maybe he was making a force field around them both so he could take them through space. You'd have to go into the source material. Maybe he did that in the comic books.
I don't even think this came from a comic book previous. I mean, I think that there was a comic bookization of it after the movie came out, but I don't think this was based on, or at least it wasn't based on, like, a, you know.
Chris Reeves wrote the shit. I think he would fucking have known whether or not Superman could take somebody into space. It might have been in some comic books that, he did take some people into space. Because during the time Superman first fucking appears, that's fucking, what, the 20s? 20s or 30s?
Yeah, I think it was.
30s? Fucking, they didn't know what outer space was. I mean, shit, you had fucking Flash Gordon running across the wing of a spaceship, opening the window to a rocket ship and shooting a fucking gun out of the dude fucking standing on the wing. So, you know, I think it was kind of like that.
They didn't know. Well, shit, you even saw that up into the 50s.
Yeah.
Like in those little really cheap jack sci-fi movies with like people walking around on the outside of the spaceship.
Yeah.
Without any fucking helmet on.
They got this, and if they do have a helmet, they open it up, talk to somebody. It's just got a window, then it closes. If I go out into space like that.
We're just woo. It's just like really funny. But that's how he saved Mariel Hemingway, is that because Nuclear Man was flying with her out in space, taking, I don't know where he was going to take her, but now that I'm thinking about it, where were they going? I don't know. So he was just flying with her out in space, and then Superman had figured out, he figured out that he was solar powered, so he's like, oh, well, all I have to do is like put him in shadow and he's useless. Yeah. So he moves the whole moon.
Yeah.
Oracle said, why can't you just like throw a blanket over him, right?
You could, but it's
just like a horse or a chicken or something. You throw a blanket over him and they're all like, docile.
I never really got the idea that Superman knew about that weakness, though. I don't think he ever even confronted it, did he?
Yeah, he did, because that's why he moved the moon.
That's how he moved the moon?
That's why he moved the moon. He moved the moon in front of the sun.
Oh, that's right, to make the fucking sun.
Like I said, that would have caused complete like climatic chaos on the Earth.
Yeah,
you'd have had all kind of like tide problems and fucking tidal waves.
And tidal waves everywhere and everything.
Shit like that. It would have been a disaster.
You're thinking about it too much.
I'm thinking about it more than the screenwriters thought about it. Well, and like I said, it's a funny-ass movie.
Yeah.
But all the shit that's in there, you can make like a superhero movie, like people with magic powers and shit like that, obviously.
Yeah.
But you can't get away with that kind of shit.
Not today.
Not today. Because people are just too savvy. Right. Yeah, you can do supernatural shit, but you have to have a plausible sounding explanation or people are just not going to buy it. They're not going to buy it.
Well, it was 87 and we don't, it was 1987. It was Canon Films. Okay. You got Chris Reeves writing. And we don't know if Chris Reeves is trying to pay homages to old fucking comic books where anything could happen. Because the original source material, anything can happen. Think yeah. about it.
Yeah, we're moving the moon.
Yeah, we can move a moon.
It's fine.
Well, he was standing, quote, let me quote, quote, standing, end quote, in space.
Yeah.
On nothing. And when grabbing a rock and throwing it, turning a rocket around like he's standing on something and then throwing it like that, you can grab the rocket and you start to turn the rocket around, you would turn. Because you don't have enough mass to fucking turn a damn rocket. It's just funny.
Well, another thing, too, is that where did he get that big-ass net that he put all of those nuclear missiles in?
You weren't even supposed to ask that.
The only scientifically accurate thing, because we were thinking about this, the only scientifically accurate thing is that probably you could take all of the nuclear weapons on Earth and sling them into the sun and nothing would happen. Like the sun would just be poof.
And wouldn't
it
would even just notice
like,
it.
Yeah, it probably wouldn't even
you
notice
could
it.
You throw the Earth into it and it wouldn't
so,
you
yeah,
wouldn't
so that was scientifically accurate that he threw all the bombs in there and you know, and nothing really happened other than poof. Well, that's probably exactly what would happen.
Yeah, well, there was an explosion on the surface and you wouldn't even notice that probably.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So that's pretty much the only scientifically accurate thing.
You can throw the entire Earth into the sun, and the sun like, wouldn't even notice it. Yeah.
It is like it was never there.
It would just be vaporized. Yeah.
But yeah, so, I mean, but all the other stuff, I mean, the movie doesn't know how space works, it doesn't know how the moon works, it doesn't know how DNA works, you know. But like I said, there's a good idea in there.
Yeah.
I just feel like they just had to change focus. They should have changed focus, gotten rid of the whole like other newspaper subplot because that didn't mean anything. That didn't tie in with the major storyline.
Yeah.
So get rid of that subplot. It was useless. Get rid of the love triangle type thing. Largely didn't need that because they spent a lot of the movie on that.
Yeah, there was a lot of girl problems. Superman's girl problem.
Yeah, and then like goofy shit like oh here's this one like you know Lois is gonna interview Superman. While Muriel Hemingway, whose character name I can't remember, is having a date with Clark. So now it's like this wacky, farcical kind of thing where they have to like, oh, well, now Superman's got to go to the bathroom. Yeah. You know what I mean? So Superman can come back in the other door. And it's like they spent, and just like, you know, and Superman like, oh, I'm going to cook this duck that she has in the oven. It's like they spent too much time on that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and only one man has successfully done that, Howard Hughes. Date two women at the same time in the same restaurant in two different tables, not knowing that he was dating the girl on the other side of the restaurant.
So did he tell him he had like irritable bowel syndrome or something and he had to keep running off?
He
to
had
the
his secretaries keep calling him that he was wanted on the phone. Because they didn't have cell phones back then.
I think that I would have started to get suspicious after a couple of minutes.
every 15 or 20 minutes, they'd call him on the phone, and he'd be gone for 15 or 20 minutes. And then he'd come back 15, 20. But he was walking to the tables couldn't see themselves because it was a big rotational restaurant.
Right.
And on the top of a fucking building. He had to get up through an elevator. And he reserved tables on opposite ends of it. And in the center of it was a central hub in the kitchen. So they would never see each other. And evidently the way it was set up, the bathroom was rotated too. So there was no way that they would ever see each other.
I mean, wouldn't it just have been easier to make the dates for like a few hours apart?
He was 20 something. He did it on purpose.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He must have done it just like to see if he could do it, as a challenge.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, it's pretty easy to be like, hey, I'll go out with this one Friday night at 8 p.m. and that one Friday night at 10 p.m. or whatever, and that one Saturday night. It's like,
he didn't really
schedule
care. They were actresses. They were like famous actresses. Young, famous from the studio that he owned. So it's not like they could do anything to him if they got caught.
Yeah, that's true.
There would have been no repercussions. They would have got fired. That's what would have happened.
Yeah, so it's like, move. So I can treat you however I want.
Yeah.
You can't say,
they
you can't
for
say
him.
Boo to me.
Yeah, they worked in his studios, so he could do whatever he wanted.
But so I feel like the movie spent too much time on that when it should have done. Like I said, I like the idea of Lex Luthor, you know, having the DNA and making the Nuclear Man, who should have a better name.
Yeah.
But that character should be built up more. He should be more intimidating.
Yeah. He
should
have been smarter.
Yeah.
He should have named himself. Maybe fucking Dickhead called him Nuclear Man, but once he got smart about Krypton and fucking...
He came up with like a much more badass name.
Called himself a Krypton name.
Yeah.
Like Sy-El or some shit like that.
Yeah, you know? See, that would have been really cool.
And then he adopted his own Krypton name and he's trying to bring back Krypton. See, it's making another Superman. It's making an evil Superman.
Yeah.
So there has to be, and it's out of his DNA. So he has to be high quality. Yeah, he can have a weakness because he can't be the real Superman. But he's got to be a. But mentally, he's got to be formidable.
Yeah, because I feel like him having to be in direct sunlight, that's too weak of a weakness.
Yeah, I think it's too weak of a weakness.
Because Oracle pointed out, you could just throw a blanket over the dude.
Yeah, should have been something.
And he'd be hosed.
He should have had the same weakness that Superman had, kryptonite. And when that meant, and what that meant is that somehow Superman was going to figure out how to use kryptonite against an enemy.
That would have been good too, because then he had to use something that was also harmful to him.
To the other guy. Yeah. And that's now you got something to work with in the story.
Yeah, see all
how
of the
is Superman gonna deal with kryptonite.
Right.
And get somebody to, right. Well, how would you do it? You'd use Lois.
Yeah.
You'd have Lois set him up with the kryptonite. That's how I'd do it.
See, like I said, everything.
And then Lois could be the hero, see?
Yeah. Yeah, and that would have like upped her character too. Like had her do more things.
Right.
Instead of just, like, you know, getting flown around.
Yeah, so that's how I would have played that. See, they need me to do this shit.
But well, I mean, it's really, it's storytelling 101. It's like, well, it's screenwriting 101. It's like, if you're going to make a decent movie, you can have subplots and shit like that, but everything has to tie together. There can't be shit in there that's just random.
No.
And to me, it just seemed like there was a lot of random shit in this movie that, with a little tweaking, like we said, could have been tied back into the main story, and it would have all made sense and been cohesive.
Yeah.
But they didn't really do that.
Yeah, cohesive, and it all been self-supporting, and then when you got done, you'd be like, oh man, it was a satisfying movie. And you really wouldn't, and I could have done it on that budget that they had. I could have done it at that budget. And I would have had less fighting special effects and put the money into fewer scenes, but a lot more tension, a lot more acting, a lot more storytelling. And then you do have a couple scenes where some fighting goes down and save your money for that. You know?
I kind of feel like, too, another thing that you can tell that this really didn't have the budget was the scenes of Christopher Reeve flying, like, from the front.
Yeah, they're not quite as good.
They're all the same.
They're the same ones? Okay.
It's all the same shot of him flying over different backgrounds.
Okay.
If you didn't notice.
Yeah, I didn't realize.
And that scene at the very end where he flies up over the Earth and then, like, looks at the camera and smiles.
Yeah.
They ripped that off from the first movie. That's the exact same shot.
Okay, remember I said that?
Yeah.
I said, isn't that the same shot?
That's why I wanted to tell you. That is the same shot. They just tweaked the color a little bit, so it looks a little bit greener than the original one, which was more on the blue side.
Well, they had the rights to do it, though, huh?
I guess. They got away with it.
Yeah.
But yeah, they definitely used that same shot of Christopher Reeve flying from the front, and they just pasted it over different backgrounds.
Now, they did have some wire work of fucking Reeves doing his wire work, his fucking landing as Superman. He was always good on wire. And it still looks pretty good. Still looks good. A lot of the shit's passable. It's only like a notch under the first two movies in most of the scenes. Some of the shit is way under.
I will say that one scene of Superman and Nuclear Man, and they fall off this building, and the green screen looks really, really bad. It reminded me of, have you guys seen the movie from the 50s, Beginning of the End, about the giant crickets?
Yeah,
locusts or whatever, where there's a scene at the end where it's very, very obviously crickets climbing up a postcard of a building, like a picture of a building.
Yeah.
This scene of like Superman and Nuclear Man reminded me of that because it was like obviously them green screened in front of a picture of a building in New York because they didn't shoot this in New York.
Right.
So all the New York footage was either like B-roll or stock footage.
Yeah.
Because they shot the whole thing in England. So, you know, some of this, like, shots, I think, from above in New York, they either bought them or there was another crew that had them and, like, contributed to the movie. But that really reminded me of Beginning of the End with the crickets crawling up the postcard.
Now, in the beginning of the movie, there's a little establishing stories of Superman saving some cosmonauts and shit, which it wasn't bad. It's just that there was something about the edit it didn't quite have. The charm appeal of some of the stuff that you see. It's almost kind of like there was too much footage there. And that little story could have been shown in just a couple shots, I think. So it's weird. The proportions of the edit, the proportions of how much they used, how much film footage and time they used for this, and then how much they used for that, and this, the proportions are kind of off.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what my problem with it was.
Right.
It seemed too much that...
Too much, there's too much of this, and there's not enough of
that.
And
not enough of that.
Too much of this, not enough of that.
That's what I was saying. There wasn't enough of the villain. There wasn't enough of, like, the main conflict, and there was too much of this other stuff, like, about the newspaper and about the love triangle and the goofy shit. It's like, you could have had a little bit of that, but it seemed like it was disproportionate.
Yeah.
And so then when it came time for him to, like, fight the nuclear man thing, it seemed like kind of a wet fart because he hadn't really been in it that much.
Right.
Up to that point, so it's just kind of like it seemed like they were just tussling around, and then they were tussling around on the moon, and then he was dead. You know what I mean? It's just it seemed like very anticlimactic.
But get back to it again. It's a shitty fucking movie, but it's very enjoyable.
It's fun to watch for sure. It's fun to watch.
I liked it better than part three. Is it a good movie? No. Could, with everything that was shot, I'd like to see what wasn't used, like the stuff from the long.
Yeah, you should look on the Blu-ray because it's probably there.
I bet you make a badass fan edit with this, and it'd probably be a good movie.
Now I'm kind of curious probably if somebody's done that.
Now, it would be retro. It'd be retro superhero stuff. But I think if you did the edit properly and you did certain things the right way, you could rejigger that fucking story, and with the right soundtrack in the back of it, clean up some special effects, throw a lot of the bad shots out, probably make a fucking pretty cool flick.
Yeah.
As long as the fucking tempo of it and the cadence at which it goes is good and natural, you could probably make it feel a lot like one or two.
Yeah, because like I said, I don't think it's an irredeemable movie. Because like there's a good movie in there somewhere.
Yeah.
It's just I think that it was edited weird. Some of the dialogue is stupid and could be taken out. Some of the like scientific stuff is questionable and could be taken out or like retooled.
They used shots that they didn't have to use, but they used them anyway and they didn't look good.
Yeah, you know, but it could be fixed. It could be fixed. I don't know if it could be fixed with the existing footage. But I don't know. Maybe you might be able to like add some stuff.
Steal some stuff that was thrown out of the other movies. Even
yeah, maybe. You could do that maybe.
And then you fucking use filters and effects to make the grain of the movie seem a little more higher end. There are some shots look better than others. Some of it looks grainy and low quality. Some of it almost looks like fucking video. Some of it looks like it was shot on video. It's not. It's film. But the film quality looks inconsistent as it goes.
Yeah.
Some shots look real good. Some of the interior shots, Art Deco designs at
Lex Luthor's place.
Some of it looked good.
Yeah, that actually looked really nice.
It's just... it needed work. It just needed more work. But there was a good movie in there if you had the edit right.
Yeah. Kind of a shame. And it's kind of a shame.
And the writing.
Kind of a shame that Christopher Reeve, that this was his last appearance as Superman. That's kind of a bummer.
It was a shame that he didn't see the potential, like we said, of what... maybe he didn't want to be upstaged by the villain. I don't know. I would have written a fucking better villain.
Yeah. It's like a more interesting villain.
Yeah.
Because he just seemed like a dumb...
Just like a big like a Hulk.
Dumb, yeah. Like he didn't... Actually, the Hulk is more interesting.
The Hulk is more interesting, yeah.
But because at least he kind of has a personality of his own.
Yeah.
He doesn't just go around going, with big long nails and stuff. It's just that seemed like really, I don't know. But yeah, so it, you know, like I said, it's kind of a shame. And I understand like why everybody shits on this movie. It is still entertaining.
I recommend it.
But it's not good. But honestly, even if you're any kind of like, you know, filmmaker, storyteller, if you write novels, anything like that, in a lot of ways, I think it's more instructive to watch bad movies than good ones.
Yeah, you want to see something that's done, not bad, but where something that has mistakes in it and think about it.
And if you like
superheroes, if you like Superman, you like the very first movies, you can see what went right in the first, I'm going to call them 2.5 movies because the Donner cut, I have that too, so that's almost like another movie, it's a different version of part two, but 1 and 2 and 2.5 I thought they were great masterpieces, really, in a certain way, and one definitely is the first one, and then 3 I just didn't like it. It's just hard to really get a feel for 3. It's just too...
It swings too far in the comedy direction.
Yeah. I want to see it again.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind watching it again, but...
But 4, I liked it better than 3. And 4 could have almost been up there with 3 had the edit been right and the writing been better. And I think me and Jenny have it down. Had the story gone,
yeah, I like our idea much better.
It would have been a lot better. It would have been. It maybe would have saved the franchise.
It all made sense.
But,
it
would have all made sense. Wasn't long after this, Reeves got thrown from the horse and his head hit the damn standards in the fucking.
Well, that was several years after this. This was, I think, this came out in 87. That was 95.
95, was that much later?
Yeah, okay. Because somebody, Granther's Hammer just asked, was this his last movie for the horse riding accident?
Yeah.
And Kanavatsan said, no, that was Village of the Damned, okay. Which came out in 1995, and it happened in 1995.
I haven't seen that. I want to see that.
It's all right. I didn't love it. I haven't seen it in a long time.
I didn't realize it was that late. I didn't realize that it was that late, that it was 95 that happened to him.
Yeah, yeah.
Poor guy.
I know, that was like awful.
He was hoping that stem cells would fix it and shit. Spinal break, man, that's a wrap. The only thing, you know what could do that nowadays, maybe? Some kind of fucking computer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? In the center there, you have like a CPU that does a bunch of fucking processing, because computers are badass nowadays. They might be able to figure out how to line up all that stuff,
reroute it, make connections. Some nanotechnology going on in there.
I don't think you'd do it with biology. You could probably do it with fucking technology. Because it would be kind of a simple rewiring program to somehow get them.
Oh, yeah. I don't have any doubt that they'll probably figure that out one of these days.
You have a supercomputer in there trying to figure out what neuron is supposed to connect to the other neurons on the other side, and through trial and error over time the computer figures out what runs what. It had to be AI basically.
Yeah.
You know, but you could probably do it. Just take time. But I don't, that's decades away probably.
Yeah. Louis asked, did you guys see the documentary of Superman Lives, the one where Nicolas Cage was supposed to play Superman?
Never saw
it. I didn't watch it, but I do remember hearing about that, and I have seen the photos of Nicolas Cage like in the Superman suit.
I would like to have seen it, but it would have
been the most awesome thing ever or the most terrible thing ever, but also kind of awesome in its terribleness.
It'd have been terrible.
And I love Nicolas Cage, but I don't see him as Superman though.
No. I've seen shots of what things are going to look like, you know what I mean? Fucking flying skulls, and then just the way it was real Tim Burton-y. And, nah.
I'm not real sure that would have worked out.
Fans would have hated it.
I can't remember, like, what year that was even supposed to come out.
Telling y'all what's going to be good. They say evidently the new Spider-Man that's out right now, they say it's a fucking masterpiece. And these are harsh critics saying that. Guys that fucking hate everything, you know what I mean? Well, they hate everything. They like what I like,
They hate everything.
They fucking hate everything. They like what I like, and they fucking don't like the shit that I like. These are guys that I trust, you know what I mean? Reviewers. They say that the new Spider-Man is fucking great. They say that it might save the superhero genre in the films, because they had the same complaints about the MCU that I have, that it was just generic as fuck, you know? But evidently, man, I got a feeling that new Batman's going to be good.
Trailer looks good.
I think it's going to be really good. And then you're going to have fucking little what's-her-name being like kind of like an Eartha Kitt style Catwoman. That's going to be good. What's Kravitz?
Yeah.
Zoe Kravitz,
yeah.
She looks great in that Catwoman outfit. And it's just kind of and the Batmobile looks like a fucking souped up, I don't know, Lincoln Town car or something. Just look like something out of Mad Max. Just kind of like a real gritty Batman. He doesn't look like an unlimited money Batman. It looks like a fucking something that a dude could reasonably make in his house. And it just looks fucking good, man. I'm hoping that what they did is that they looked at the Joker. You remember the Joker movie? And said, okay, let's do that with Batman.
That's kind of the vibe I got from it. Yeah. Oh, bless you, Pokey. She keeps sneezing.
If there's a chance that Joker could be in this Batman, it'd be knocking it out of the fucking park.
Well, there are going to be like Joker acolytes in this, because I saw it in the trailer. Yeah. So.
But I hope it's the Joaquin Phoenix Joker. Imagine that.
Yeah.
If they're smart, that's what they did. That they make a whole new universe.
They might be. I'm not really sure.
And you got to do it right. And you don't kill the Joker. Pookie, leave it alone.
She's going in the bathroom.
They're so stupid. Every time they put Joker in a movie, they kill him. Fucking assholes.
Don't kill the Joker. He's the best villain.
Joker doesn't get killed in a Batman fucking comic books. He gets away.
Yeah.
He gets away. And he might get killed at the end or something. But no, Joker gets away. Because most of your supervillains get away. They don't kill them. What would be the point of killing them?
I mean, that's why they're a supervillain. Yeah. You have a superhero, they need a nemesis.
Yeah.
And the nemesis needs to be a threat.
Yeah.
So you can't just be like, poo, and like kill them, and then it's just like they weren't any threat then, were they?
No, in a good comic story, the supervillain, his plans are foiled, but he escapes.
Yeah.
So he's still out there.
To come up with another better plan.
Yeah,
bigger
you don't
plan.
See him for a long time. And there'd be another villain that appears. You know what I mean? See, they're on rotation, basically.
Omri Vampire says, hey, Jenny and Tom, I haven't caught y'all live in a while.
All right, go ahead and send us some of that super chat.
You're shameless. I was glad to hear about your new house. No, congrats on that. Oh, thank you very much. Yeah, we're
trying to close this bitch next month.
We're going to close it next month. Yeah. So hopefully it'll all go. It'll be okay.
Yeah, Khan says that we need another Brightburn movie. Yes, we do. We need.
I really liked Brightburn.
Yeah, Brightburn was really good. I don't have it. I need to get that one. They hinted at the end of Brightburn that there was more bad guys.
Yeah.
Arriving from space or something.
Yeah. Grandfather's Hammer says Christopher Reeves was in a movie called Somewhere in Time. Yeah, I've seen that with Jane Seymour. He corrected it later. Filmed on Mackinac Island, Michigan, at the Grand Hotel. Every year, fans of the movie still meet at the hotel and have a convention. I didn't know that. That movie was on cable a lot back in the day. I remember, I remember seeing that and actually quite liking, although I haven't seen it in a long time. Yeah. Mike says, why can't superheroes just go on a picnic when there's no villains? That sounds... Can I just do one thing without a villain, supervillain popping up everywhere? I can't even have one fucking day where I can do my laundry.
Yeah, that's weird because Brightburn, from what I remember, Brightburn did well at the box office and it made money. Why haven't they made another one in that universe? It doesn't have to be that particular character. If that was evil Superman, then you'd have an evil Batman or you'd have an evil Aquaman or whatever.
Oh, evil Aquaman. I'd like to see that.
It'd be kind of, yeah. Evil Aquaman would kind of just... be kind of like Creature from the Black Lagoon or something.
Yeah, see, that'd be badass.
Yeah.
Why don't they make another Creature from the Black Lagoon movie?
It's implausible.
I don't get a lot of shit's implausible. Yeah.
They don't think people would go.
Superheroes are implausible.
Yeah. That's true.
I can suspend my disbelief.
Yeah, I don't know why. Yeah, there hasn't been a.
Not really. I mean, they don't really. I don't know. I just feel like he'd be cool. He was like a really cool character. And honestly, like right around Halloween, I talked about Monster Squad, and I was talking about how cool that Creature from the Black Lagoon design that they did was. And I was just kind of like, that seems like the best one. And they haven't made a movie. They make 40 bajillion like vampire movies, like Dracula's and shit like that. Come on.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Morbius just looks good.
It makes me
sad. Is that called Morpheus or Morbius?
Morbius.
Morbius. That looks really good.
Morpheus is a different thing.
Yeah. I'm not real familiar with it. I'm not either. Character. I think in some ways, in order to kind of rate and enjoy these things, is to not be all that familiar with them. Because I notice that real hardcore fans get fucking bent out of shape if it's not if some obscure element of somebody's version of that character isn't addressed. You're like, well, come on, man. There's about 30 different Supermans, depending on who's writing. There's a shit ton of fucking Batmans. Just because your favorite author really isn't being addressed, then, you know, that doesn't mean it's not a good movie. You know,
Yeah, I think it's better to just assess the movie on its own merits.
On what it is, right.
I mean, is it a good movie? I'm not real worried about whether it's, like, super accurate or not.
Right.
Now, I do kind of get panties. It's not so much with comic books because I'm not really a big comic book person. But you know, if there's like a novel I really like and they made a movie about it and it's
changed too much.
And they changed too much shit or I think it's stupid the changes they made. Yeah, I'm gonna be mad. But I mean, I'm not gonna get too bent out of shape about it because, like I said, they're two different formats.
Right.
You know, shit that works in a book doesn't always work in a movie and vice versa. So. You know, so I understand they have to change some things.
I'm happy with the fucking Mandalorian as it is. I hope that shit continues. Evidently, Book of Boba Fett's going to be pretty good. Have they started to show those yet?
I thought that they were either just started or it's going to be starting really soon.
Okay.
Because I thought I remember like seeing some.
The trailers looked good. That's Star Wars. I mean, they have the ability, if they want to to let Star Wars be Star Wars. Stop trying to make Star Wars something that it fucking isn't. And that was the reason why those last three movies sucked so bad. So I saw the Solo movie. It wasn't bad. It wasn't bad. It just wasn't great.
Okay. It wasn't super memorable.
No,
it wasn't super memorable. And it was. It didn't really need to be made because we already kind of knew that most of that story.
They got the wrong dude to play fucking Solo. There's a dude who they had videos of him doing Han Solo from home. I think he was trying to get that role, and he could do fucking Harrison Ford's Han Solo to a fucking T. And it wasn't where he's doing a cheesy impression like somebody doing a cheesy impression of Shatner. I don't know the guy's name, but people are like, why didn't they hire that dude to be Solo? That he looked just like him. He could act just like a young fucking Han Solo. The facial expressions, the voice, everything. And they didn't put him in there. They put another guy. They put Aaron Eric Wright or whatever that fucker's name is. These they're trying to get name recognitions out of these fucking stars that don't have any name recognition to begin with. Just pick a name. Just pick a dude who is as good as the original actor and looks and is reminiscent and can do that role. It doesn't matter if that guy's famous or not. Just put him in it. He can do it. But, you know, they're trying to give their friends work, you know, if you ask me. It's politics. They're trying to give their friends the work, not people that really should be in there. But the Solo wasn't bad. It just wasn't great. And then the Rogue Squadron was great. I liked Rogue Squadron. It was good.
What, Rogue One, you mean?
Rogue One, I mean, yeah. Rogue
One, I really liked Rogue One, actually.
The problem with Rogue One is that everybody gets killed in it because they have to.
Spoiler alert.
That was
well, but if you know the story, it's like you know they're all going to end up dead.
They all have to die because they said that they all died to get the damn fucking plans.
Yeah.
So you know they're going to die. That was the problem with that movie, because any fans that you made, you basically lost them, because there's no reason for them to return back to that story. And if you look at the fucking data, and data with evidence trumps any emotion. If you have a character in a story who gets killed, unless they've been in there for a long time, but if they die in the same movie that they appear in, their action figures don't sell. They'll sell a little bit, but not much. The ones that sell are ones the characters don't really get killed in them, and there's data to back that up.
But in a way, I kind of like that they went that way with Rogue One, because you don't really see a lot of big tentpole movies where everybody dies at the end. So I was kind of into that. I thought that was a good artistic choice, not a good business choice, obviously.
No,
but I think it made it a better movie. That it showed how high the stakes were.
Yeah, but they had no choice.
Yeah.
Just doing that story meant that was going to happen.
That everyone was going to die at the end.
But it also meant that the action figures didn't sell, and none of those action figures really sold in the numbers.
And Rogue One wasn't really geared toward a younger audience anyway, I feel like. Not a kid's audience.
No, but the kids aren't buying those action
figures. That's true. That's collectors.
That's another thing that's fucked up. Disney and these guys, these are old people making these decisions. And they haven't really quite wrapped their mind or their heads around the modern world. They make these fucking things, and they say, well, we're going to make it for kids because we can sell all these toys. Kids don't give a fuck about those toys. They don't give a fuck about those toys. Kids don't play with toys. They play with fucking laptops and little fucking cell phones and shit. It's our generation bought toys. And now that they're older, they buy what they call collector's figures. And they don't want a fucking $5 fucking toy in a bubble pack. They want to buy a $200 fucking accurate, fully posable action figure of fucking Luke from fucking A New Hope. And they'll buy six versions of that motherfucker, depending on what clothes he's in. You know, it's just, they do it. There's a whole line of fucking action figures that are like that. They're like a couple $100 and they look fucking awesome. And it's every goddamn character from the original trilogy. They look great. And then I think some of them of the of like from fucking Phantom Menace and the other, you know, the prequels. They'll sell too. So that's where the market is now. It's not these little bubble pack toys. They didn't make any money. They lost their asses on all those because they made so many of them and they just sat on shelves because kids don't care about that. They'd rather have a video game.
Grandfather's Hammer said, did the trailer of The Northman play when you were at the movie theater? It did not. Robert Eggers' next movie. Ooh. I'm going to have to, look that trailer up, because, I'm all about Robert Eggers. Yeah, we're gonna have to see that one. $5,000 Pokemon card to look at. I just don't understand. all right, so how long have we been going on? Oh my god,
that's it. We're long enough.
Hour and 15 minutes. Yeah, yeah. Good. We gotta go out tonight. So yeah. I kind of want to maybe hopefully get in a nap before I have to start getting ready. Because I slept in this morning. Like I tried to, because I said, well, I know we have to go out tonight, so I don't want to get up too early. But I still wake up early whether I like it or not. So but we'll be back tomorrow. Tomorrow we're gonna be talking about Identity because we watched that as well. Because Rob sent it to us. So that's the movie we're going to be talking about tomorrow. So thanks everybody for dropping by and hanging out with us. We'll see you guys tomorrow afternoon. Bye.